There was a truck bombing today in Chechnya, the Russian Republic, where the government of President Vladimir Putin has long claimed progress in subduing separatists and restoring calm. The target of the bombing, which claimed dozens of lives, was the headquarters of the pro-Moscow government of Chechnya in the city of Grozny. David Filipov is Moscow bureau chief for the Boston Globe and joins us from Moscow. David Filipov, what happened in Grozny today?
Well, according to the officials who've spoken from Grozny, two vehicles, a jeep and then a truck filled with explosives, broke through the rings of Russian troops that guard the building, and troops opened fire on one of the vehicles, the jeep, blowing it up, and then from that explosion, the truck detonated close to the building but not quite there, and that was about a ton of explosives that went off when the building was full of people eating lunch.
You've been to this building in
Grozny.
I have
been there.
I mean, when they speak of breaking through rings of guards surrounding it, is it a strongly defended building?
Well, it was a remarkable place in Grozny because it was the only building that was unscathed. It was built from scratch after the Russians took control of the city in 2000, and it was surrounded by a heavily guarded fence. There were troops everywhere, and there was a lawn. It was the only place in Grozny where there was a manicured lawn. Now it looks like the rest of the city. What's remarkable about it is that it was well guarded by Russian standards anyway, and it would have been a difficult task to get in there, but evidently with the truck going full speed, they were able to drive through the guards and drive through the gate where the troops let people go through by checking their documents. Apparently they barreled right through that gate.
But from your description of the place, it sounds like this was an attack on both a seat and symbol of Russian power in Chechnya.
Absolutely. This building was a symbol of the way that Russia was able to restore some semblance of calm. It was the one place where you could go and sit down at that cafeteria, as I did when I was there in the summer, and have a meal. People walked around in business suits, not in uniforms. They brought in all this prefabricated material to make it look new and shiny. So it really is a blow right at the heart of Moscow's assertion that it controls Chechnya, in addition to being a very tragic and very deadly terrorist strike.
Has any group taken responsibility for this bombing today?
No, but Channel One, the main Russian television station, has already given a report saying that Shamil Basayev, who is basically the Chechen leader who's considered terrorist number one in Russia, was behind the planning of the event. On the other hand, they say that about every major Chechen attack. The Chechens themselves haven't claimed responsibility.
Coming not too long after the hostage crisis in the Moscow theater, it seems as though it would be very difficult for the Russian government to sustain the idea that violent Chechen separatism has somehow been crushed and there's no danger anymore.
Well, that's true, and that was evidently the purpose of this attack, to show that that claim can't be made. On the other hand, the Russians officials that I heard speak today were already saying that the peace process in Chechnya and the process of stabilizing Chechnya has gone too far for acts like this to stop it, and they were going to press ahead with their progress in subduing the rebels and restoring order in Chechnya. So while the blow against the Kremlin's claim that everything is getting better there is obvious, the Russians don't appear to be swayed in their plans to try to continue their policy of subduing the rebels by force and trying to make it look like things are under control there.
Well, David Filipov, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
David Filipov, bureau chief for the Boston Globe, spoke to us from Moscow.